The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, actor and singer James Maslow. Welcome back, man.
Hey, brother. Thanks for having me, man. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Looking good.
Likewise.
You were at Coachella.
Yeah, had a little fun. I had that one weekend off, you know? Have a little fun.
That's such a, obviously become like such a phenomenon now. What's the best part for you? Is it as crazy as it seems? Are you still able to enjoy it? Is it a fun party?
It is fun. I figured out how to enjoy it. Because you're right, dude. I've been going for what, 7-8 years now. It's changed drastically. And it used to be just about the music. And now for a lot of people, it's just about the parties.
So or the pictures.
The pictures, yeah, right? I got some pretty funny pictures on my gram. Not going to lie, I've embraced it. Wore a... what do you call it? A male romper one day? But
oh, okay.
At Coachella, you can pull that bad boy off.
It's welcomed.
It is welcomed. but you know what's funny? So now I like set up all the parties every day, and then I just don't go to any of them. I'm by the pool at my house, laying out. I'm like, we could do this. Or I guess have another tequila by my own pool with my own friends.
That's my
And
move.
That's what I do, man. I go hang by my own house by the pool, then go to the festival, and then go back. And it's honestly a great weekend like that.
I feel you, man. That's my kind of vibe right
now. Yeah.
Well, congrats on the new single. I know it just dropped, Love You Sober. Cool groove, too.
Thanks, man.
What inspired that song?
So this is the first of a bunch of music I'll be putting out. So I'll have at least 3 songs between now and the end of the summer dropping. And we're starting with this one because the beginning of it's actually a remix. I don't know if we have you in there. We have like interviews from Seacrest and just stuff I've done over the past 10 years.
Well, you better
years.
Have me in there, dang.
Well, you in the follow-up, all right? This interview right here is in the follow-up.
In the remix.
For real. But so it touches on my past, you know, from Big Time Rush and then just a life I was living. You know, young 20s, what do? You meet somebody, you meet a girl, like, hey, let's go link up at a bar, you know, and you go out, or you go meet for a drink. And I just felt that it got excessive in my life. And I'm lucky I was able to acknowledge it and realize that's just not me. I like to wake up early and train and play music and just stay a little bit healthier. And so it also touched on a relationship I had that I realized like 6 months into it, man, every time we were hanging out, it was with at least a couple drinks. And so it was quite literal in that regard as well, going, man, I wish this was true. I hope this is true when we're sober. In that case, it wasn't quite, but man, what a learning lesson.
Sometimes those are fun relationships though, while you're figuring it out.
Yo, we went through a little bit of a rough patch, but dude, things work out and happen for a reason.
Well, good to hear. And is this a preview for perhaps a new album, or are you just dropping singles right now?
So I'm proud that I did an album. I feel like it was an ego thing where I could prove I can do start to finish whole thing. And eventually I'll do another one, but it's a single-driven world these days. So
yeah.
I'll be doing definitely single, maybe an EP after that.
Okay. All right. Good to hear. And the CW just announced that you're hosting The Big Stage, debuting next month. So how would you describe it?
It's incredible, man. It's the first of its kind in that it's not a competition-based show. So we're able to source talent around the world. So I look at like X Factor and other performance shows that are amazing, but people are so nervous to perform because they're afraid they're going to get cut, and it could be the biggest opportunity of their lives. We have people come on that just know they have no pressure and can perform. So we've, you know, from acrobatic performances to singers, I just got to witness some of the most incredible other artists. And it was just been fun to host. And in fact, I'm going to play this single, Love You Sober, and Delirious on the show coming up pretty soon. So I'm excited about that.
Okay. So it's more of like a recital?
Yeah, almost like a variety show in that regard, but we just get to feature from China, Russia, Vegas, or some of the dopest acts in the world came to our stage and did what they do best.
Oh, it sounds fun, man. Yeah. Well, congrats on that.
Thank you, bro.
And I know you're also part of this movie, My Boyfriend's Med. Solid cast, too. Jason Alexander, Brooke Shields. What's this one about?
Yo, I'm so happy to be part of that film. I opened the whole movie, which is a very, very funny beginning. It's a comedy that Jaime Camille leads, you know, with... you know, Brian Bumgarner, Kevin from The Office, and Jason Alexander, and Brooke, and all these amazing people. And basically, at the beginning of the movie, it starts off where you see this dude, like, bald head, Russian-looking guy,
that's
climbing
Jaime?
Up this... No, this isn't Jaime. This is my scene. Jaime comes afterwards. Basically, it looks like they're going to assassinate me, my character, and the girl I'm with on this date, on a rooftop dinner, and it turns out to be just the most elaborate proposal in the world. Ah. So there's a drone flying in, all this stuff, it's goofy,
right.
And then of course, everything goes wrong.
Oh, no.
Everything goes wrong at the beginning of the movie. She breaks up with me, then finds Jaime's character. You guys got to see it. So August 30th, it hits theaters.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm very proud of that one. And I think it's going to be the biggest theatrical release I've actually had in my acting career. So I'm pretty, pretty pumped on it.
Killing it right now. And then you've also gotten the works Wolfhound, right? And is that a true story?
So it's based on a true story that thank God didn't come to fruition. It's about a super bomb that the Nazis were developing. And
super bomb. I thought you said a super bum. Like, it's a new Cape Crusader
from the
streets of LA.
Hey, we did a reimagining. A very,
super
very
bomb.
Authentic Got World it. War II film.
Very different film. Yes.
That I shot out in Michigan. I'm actually flying back there right after this. I jump on a plane because the same director, Michael B. Chait, is directing the music video for Love You Sober.
Oh, wow.
So his cinematic eye is gorgeous, and all of his contacts in aviation. We have jets and helicopters. I mean, straight up James Bond for this music video.
Sweet.
So I'm excited. And that's in post now. Not sure when it's coming out. But Wolfhound is one of the dopest films I've done. I was lucky enough to lead it.
Good for
and
you,
shout
man.
Out to my grandpa Bob, who's no longer with us. But he flew B-17s in World War II. And it's about a B-17.
Oh, wow.
I'm protecting it, flying a P-51. And pretty rad, man. I got the offer the day it would have been his birthday. So that serendipity to me was like, this is meant to be.
Look at that.
And I think it's going to be a game-changing role.
That's special right there. Good
it
for
really
you.
Was. It really was.
And as busy as you are, the romantic life, are you still with this one girl? Or
I am not. I'm glad that I was, you know. And it's not just about one. It's about a few relationships, but maybe more so about one. But I'm glad I did it. And right now, I'm just too busy, man. I got to focus on everything that I'm doing in order to do it. To the best of my ability. You
I
know?
Think that's a great strategy, attitude. That'll all come, Flair.
Yeah, I'm not stressing it. I'm not worried about it.
Yes, nor should you be. All right, before I let you go, quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Sure, sure.
Current song obsession.
Current song obsession. I'm going to go with, you know what, John Bellion, Low, is still so fun. Is that the name of it? What? All Time Low. There it is.
Okay.
Not a quick answer, but still straight up. It's a real answer.
Last movie you saw in theaters?
I think it was my boy Eugene is actually produced Love You Sober, sitting in studio this right here. And I took him to see Aquaman on Christmas because you're a couple Jews on Christmas. And he had some words after the movie. I enjoyed it.
Okay. It's fun. What would your last meal be?
I had a bulletproof coffee this morning, my friend. You know?
Have coffee before you go into the chair?
I did KTLA before this,
You should clarify.
I'm sorry.
Not
you
the
think,
last thing you ingested.
No, what would your last meal be?
If you like oh, had him in this morning,
I thought you meant what
so
was your last meal.
So none of these
meal.
Are quick answers.
I was like, damn, you're gonna have coffee
bro.
Before you go.
Yeah, I really want to be pumped up for that.
You want to be awake.
I didn't realize you're asking me when I'm being murdered. What am I gonna eat? I feel like this is some negative projection. But also answer you filet mignon, medium rare.
There you go.
Just say peppercorn crust, maybe.
I was gonna say coffee is kind of an awesome answer too. I'm gonna be wide awake.
I'm going to try to outlast everybody before me.
Soak it all
super
in.
Super alert before you're not alert at all.
Like, what's the longest time they got? 13 seconds? I'm going 14. Let's
exactly,
go.
Exactly. Biggest pet peeve?
Somebody texting at dinner. Like when you're on a date, especially a first date,
on.
Don't pull out your phone.
It's a good one.
Unless it's business and you warn beforehand, which I've had to do. Like, hey, sorry, I'm expecting a call or a
yes,
text.
You give a heads
but
up.
But you just pull it out and go on the gram?
Right.
No. Honey, this is the last meal we share together.
You got to give them walking papers after that move right
you
there.
You know what? I might even just leave. Bill's on you.
No. Oh, I like
Can
that.
Can we eat? Oh, this
Savage.
Is on you. You deserve this one.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Emma Watson. Come on.
Emma Watson?
Harry Potter?
How old are you,
growing
player?
Up?
Yeah, but you were like 9, wasn't she?
Well, she was like nine, too, all right?
Oh,
I'm 28 years old.
I keep forgetting, you're not, really young.
Not everyone is your age.
Now.
I mean, yeah, right? I didn't say it changed.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's
good. She's a badass girl. She is.
You ever met her?
I have not met her, actually. No, not yet.
Very sweet.
Emma, if you're listening to Mario, I'm here. James Manzo got some new music dropping. Love You Sober. Take a listen and then hit me up if you're free. I don't know. She feels like she's in a relationship or something.
I'm not trying to dog it, but
if you're single, just saying.
Y'all would look good together. I'll play Cupid on that one. I think we might. That's a good note to end it on right there, my friend. Good luck with that.
Thank you so much, brother.
Listen to Love You Sober on iHeartRadio or wherever you stream music. You can also follow him on Instagram at James Maslow. Thanks for stopping by, brother.
Thanks for having me, bro. On with Mario Lopez. Woo!
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.